org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Good evening, Laguna Beach. It's Scott Sanchez, and I'm here with Todd Davis, superstar real estate agent, and we are taking over the airwaves at KXFM 104.7. We're here to do a little fundraising and lean on our friends a little bit to donate and help the show. It's 10 years serving the community, music, entertainment, human-crafted radio, interviews, community events, talking about business, news, just a lot of good stuff for the community. So we came up with what we feel like is a nice, eclectic music playlist for you, and we hope that you enjoy the music. And if you don't know that already I'm on a competition barbecue team, and so we're donating a competition professionally cooked brisket today for a lucky donor. And if you're non-carnivorous, we've got a $100 gift card to Cafe Zinc. So please get ready to get your pen out. Write this phone number down, 949-715-5936, and text the word brisket for your personalized donation link, or go to KXFM online and you can donate on the radio show. If you follow me on social media, you'll see all my posts. I got links in there. Get in there, start sending money in. We're looking to win this donation drive, so all your support is appreciated. It goes to a great cause, so there you have it. Are we ready for some more music?
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
Driving me
It's Scott Sanchez. We're back. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of REM, one of my high school favorites. So we're here, KXFM 104.7. This is the radio takeover, and we are here to fundraise. So it's really important that you call in to 949-715-5936. Use the code BRISKET and start shelling out some dough to help out. If you're nervous and you don't like calling and talking to people, go to kxfmradio.org/takeover, and you can do it at your own discretion at home. But I wanted to reintroduce Todd, my partner here, Todd Davis with Compass Real Estate. He's a superstar agent, a friend, and a super interesting Laguna guy. And I think you should learn a little bit more about Todd and myself, because we're so interesting. Just ask us.
Well, thank you, Scott. And a pleasure to be with the listeners of KXFM 104.7 here in Laguna Beach. Hello to everyone listening out there in Radio Land, especially those who live in Laguna Beach. And the last few days have been quite magnificent and a reason why we all live here.
As 100%.
Great, beautiful. Great thing. Great way to live our lives here. So, Scott, in your opening comments, you mentioned the brisket. And I'm very curious about your champion barbecue. I've been the recipient and of your, not only your brisket, but your chicken and your bacon. So how on earth did you get into this?
Oh, that's like a 3-hour show, but I'll try to condense it and see how quickly. In 2015, my high school best friend, Mike Morrell, might be listening, asked me to come and join him at an event that he was cooking at. And I got the bug. He decided that he wanted to turn pro, and there was nobody on the team that knew how to cook a brisket, and neither did I. But I said, yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll cook the brisket. So YouTube, Aaron Franklin, brisket cookbooks, a lot of practice. And through all that time, I didn't have the ability to spend $200 on Wagyu-grade briskets without my wife killing me. So I sold the food to my friends.
Ah.
And it slowly, folks in town, my buddies, kind of enjoyed the food. So I just keep cooking, and folks sometimes decide they want to give me some money for what I cook. So
do you like travel to barbecue events across the state in an RV like we see on HGTV and the Food Network?
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
So we, pre-COVID, we were probably competing 13 times a year, I'd say, mostly in California, southern, northern California, once in a while Arizona. I think the farthest we went to was Reno. Mm-hmm. We do have a trailer. Some of you may have seen it. There's big pictures of us on the trailer, and we keep that in Irvine. And when we're, it's just a built-out kitchen, so we drag all our gear in that, and we cook everything on the road, and kind of hang out with all our buddies that we've met over these years. It's kind of fun.
So, how many blue ribbons?
Ooh, you know, not as many as we'd like, mm-hmm. But we've had a lot of highlights. You know, brisket. And is my job. So brisket, I've had a first place in brisket. I got fifth in California in 2021 for all of California ranked. We've had top finishes in all the other meat categories, which would be chicken, ribs, pork.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, for all of you listening, if you ever get the chance to try Scott's barbecue, highly recommend it. It's really extraordinary. And buy your brisket from the butchery here locally.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
That is the meat candy location in town for sure.
Yes. Go see. I call it the man's grocery store. So, Scott,
yes.
I view you as a very creative person. I view you as a brand and marketing specialist. Is this what you do in your day job, or do you barbecue during the day?
Well, you know what? As much as I love barbecue, If I barbecued every day, I don't think I would enjoy it. It's fun. I like to cook, but I love what I do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how you and I become friends. Mm-hmm. I work at Firebrand. My job, I help run the sales team, and I run all our online business. And my passion is marketing. And I like to help people. So I like to try to find out what where their pain points are and how I can try to help their business. So
at Firebrand, are you then working with the advertisers on their marketing and their branding approach?
Yeah, typically I am. I kind of serve as an advisor. So I, instead of taking on the role of, would you like to buy an ad, I try to figure out where their challenges are, and I try to build solutions for them. So it's not just selling ads as much as building campaigns for them, sometimes helping them with social media, email campaigns, creating content for them for blog form, and advise, really serving as an advisor to try to help mm-hmm. them grow their business as more than, you know, buy an ad and a thing. Well, that's part of the program.
That's a unique approach. Do you meet with them one-on-one at their offices? Do they come see you? How do you go about?
Yeah, typically it's one-on-one because everybody's needs are different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I try to find, you know, really understand what someone's trying to do. Usually, you know, I'll make a generalization, but, you know, most people, they do their business and that's their focus, and, mm-hmm. and they don't necessarily understand how to market themselves. Mm-hmm. And usually I like to just ask people how their business is. You know, if, you know, usually people, they're looking for more. And then, okay, what's that plan? And that's where I step in. Usually folks don't necessarily have a plan from the marketing perspective on how they're going to grow their business. They're just looking to do service what they have and hope that more stuff comes in. I try to put a more strategic approach in and see if I can find a way to, so we can help them grow and build their brands.
Well, there seems to be a wide variety of advertisers in the Laguna Beach Independent, Laguna Beach Magazine, Newport Beach Independent, Laguna Beach Magazine. How do you go about marketing or being a consultant to these advertisers with a wide variety of industries being served, whether it's a restaurant or real estate, a dentist office, to, you know, counseling?
That's a good, tough question. I think, you know, the best answer I could give you is I like to ask a lot of questions, and the questions usually will lead me down a path where I can find a way to try to help someone. Usually the need is different from each person. You know, restaurants, probably I'm going to make generalizations, but maybe they're slow early in the day and they're busy in the evening. So, or busier towards the weekends and less in the front end of the week. So how do we support that to get them more business on the front end? Service businesses, you know, maybe they're busy during weekdays and less on weekends. And so they all have different needs. I think to me, just understanding the client, learning more about what they do and what their needs are. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't need to market. You know, I mean, if their business is booming and they have more than they could do, then you know what? Maybe you just do some charitable stuff and just keep your name out there, just, you know, for the sake of, you know, doing community things. But yeah, you maybe don't need to market. You know, mm-hmm. There's a few outliers like that.
Well, Scott, you truly are the chief creative officer over at Firebrand. Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you. What's our next tune? I think you'll like this one. You guys ready? A little.
One, two, three. Yeah.
All right, we're back. It's KXFM 104.7. It's the Davis Sanchez takeover. And hold on, I'm going to take a second here while you go run and get your pen. 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-5936. And the donation secret word is brisket. So make sure you get in there and start dialing those digits and donate lots of money. We need some help. So please support the station. And I wanted to ask Todd, you know, where'd you grow up? Are you from Laguna?
Well, Scott, I grew up here in Orange County, lived in Laguna Beach, lived in Fullerton, Mission Viejo, Dana Point, Newport Beach. My grandmother lived on Diamond, just close to Betty Stewart's home. And my uncle lived on Bluebird Canyon. Yeah.
So I guess you got just some Laguna or Orange County roots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Okay.
My dad had a sailboat in Newport Harbor and in Dana Point and in Long Beach.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And how often did you guys make a little trek to Catalina?
It was a constant trek in the summer. Nice. My dad was one of the fortunate ones to have a mooring in Descanso Bay, just adjacent to Avalon. And in fact, my fondest childhood memories kind of surround that those summers on Catalina, snorkeling in Descanso Bay, hiking on the island, fishing. My dad loved to tuna fish had his favorite spots just off of Whites. And would catch tuna out there and we would have it for dinner.
Super cool. So what... any favorite memories living in Laguna or Newport?
Well, for sure, in Laguna Beach, my grandmother loved surfing. And she and her, I call them tweeners, the boyfriends between her husbands, she had three, loved to surf. And they were the ones that taught me how to surf and fish. And yeah, so... surfing off of Brooks and Oak, you know,
nice.
That was always a good time.
Grandma surfing. Love that.
Yes, she surfed.
That is rad. Yes. Very cool. So I know I introduced you as the superstar real estate agent, but what would you say makes you a great agent?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I feel like selling and marketing real estate is my calling. I feel like the luckiest guy alive every day that I get to wake up and represent people in selling and buying real estate up and down the coast here in Southern Orange County, from Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, Laguna Beach, Dana Point, San Clemente. We really do live in an extraordinary place. I'm reminded of that when you walk Heisler or go down to the beach at West Street or Thousand Steps, and you really see the flavor of the visitors of Laguna Beach and people who travel great distances to be here and to enjoy the beauty, not only of the coast, but the hiking, the restaurants, the shopping, everything that Laguna Beach and the surrounding area has to offer. And we get to live here. And so really, we're, you know, selling the lifestyle of what we enjoy every day is very fulfilling. And there's really no secret to real estate. Applying the principles of being truly consistent and dedicated to it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I apply those and it serves me well.
Awesome. That's, I can totally appreciate that. You know, with all the changes and the economy and the market, you know, what are your thoughts on, you know, where we're at and where we're going and, you know, for, you know, a buyer or seller, what would you advise somebody?
Well, we're experiencing a market shift, and that shift is happening rather quickly, rapidly. And, you know, during COVID, we saw a shift, and it was a California market in the surrounding counties that wanted to be at the beach and generally a second home, and who wanted to have a lifestyle that was healthy and provided fresh air for the family dynamic, whether it's a family with children or just active seniors, wanting to get outside and walk and exercise and feel like they were being confined, being at home.
Yeah.
So we saw a lot of buyers from Los Angeles and the Inland Empire, Riverside, Palm Springs, San Diego, San Francisco, coming to the local area to look at our real estate really from a lifestyle perspective. And quite frankly, if we compared the Orange County coastal real estate market to the LA real estate market, we're a deal.
Yeah.
We're 25, 30, 40% less, especially if you consider Malibu or Santa Monica, Venice. We're up to 50% less
Wow.
than those markets.
Which is crazy because I know what this market's going at.
Yes, so. But no doubt, interest rates are on the rise. We are morphing out of a seller's market. I believe that we're going into a more balanced market. So what does that mean? That means that the length of time a home is being marketed, days on market, is going to extend. We were seeing 20, 25 days. I think it's going to go into a 45 okay. to 60 day
kind of
range.
More traditional.
Yes.
Selling side.
Which is, you know, a healthy thing
yeah.
for both the seller and the
sure.
buyer. We were seeing the last year and a half to 2 years offers that were non-contingent. Yeah, non-contingent of a loan or appraisal or inspections. Well, it's healthy for a buyer to have a home inspected.
Yeah.
And so that they know full well what they're buying. And, you know, I always insisted with my clients who are selling their home to let the buyer investigate the home, let yeah. them do their general home inspection, let them, you know, do their termite, let them look at the roof. And that was fair. And so as the market changes, I think that we'll see some of the more normal circumstances that we were more used to prior to the COVID era.
Well, I'm sure that your due diligence and your guidance of the clients is why you've had such a great run and why you continue to do so well. I did want to jump in and thank Lynn so much for your donation. Lynn,
we appreciate it. Thank you, Lynn. We see your donation
yes.
coming through. Thank you to all the listeners out there yep. who are donating.
Right. And I think we're ready for another tune. A little Sheryl Crow.
Okay, Sheryl, let's
hear
it.
One of my favorite covers.
Place.
All right, we're back. Hopefully you enjoy the playlist. It took years to cultivate, and we're back at KXFM 104.7, 10 years serving the community. And again, 949-715-5936, code BRISKET for a chance to win a professionally smoked brisket from Scott Sanchez, me, and or a gift card to Zinc if you don't care for the carne. So I wanted to jump back, and I think Todd actually had a question for me. So Todd, you're up.
Okay. So Scott, this during this radio show, I was thinking about your role at Firebrand, and it occurred to me to ask you, what makes Firebrand in terms of a, is it a publishing company? Is it a marketing company? And it seems like it's a competitive field with lots of choices in terms of magazines and newspapers out there. What makes Firebrand a unique choice for advertisers?
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, the company was started by my friend and my partner, Steve Zepesauer. And I think the key that he's kind of focused on is quality content. And that's really been something we try to stay hold true, that if we produce great content in whatever form, whether it's in print or online or social or email, whatever that medium is, which we publish content to, that it's good content, that people want to consume it, and that it's interesting, and that it's, you know, we often get people that reach out to us out of market, and they'll say like, hey, you should write an article about us in Laguna Beach Magazine. And we say, you know, our first question is this relevant to our readers? So if it's not, then that content won't make it in. And so we try to really produce great content, and we feel like if we do that, then people will read it. And so for us, we want to deliver these, you know, whether it's a magazine or a newspaper, to our readers or viewers, whatever they might be, and so that it gives them something engaging to absorb, and hopefully it's entertaining or informational, and then, you know, obviously our business is partially driven by advertising. So if people are reading the content and there's marketing inside of those publications, then the reader wins because they get great content, and then the marketer wins because they get to connect with the audience they're trying to reach. So that's our local media side. We have a whole separate business where we do custom publications. We do luxury hotel magazines. We have a lot of high-end real estate magazines that we're doing for different companies. So that business actually grew quite a bit during COVID, which was very interesting for us. And then we have a digital agency. And so we do digital marketing for people. We run there. We run campaigns, and we manage clients' marketing for them. And I help run that business. So we're kind of like a three-headed monster. Wow. We try to produce great content, and we try to really personalize it to our clients.
How many products do you have?
I think I used to say 15, and I want to say somewhere between 15 and 18 publications we're producing now in some form, whether it's online, digital, or online or digital, I guess it would be the, I'm sorry, print or online, or in digital form. So, it's been, we're busy. We got a small crew. Everybody wears a lot of hats, and, we just moved into a new space on Glen Eyre and Thalia, right above, Caduceus in the first team building. And it's just been super cool. Ironically, I used to live about 10 houses from the office, and then I moved out of town, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But I could have walked to work. It's been an exciting journey. I've been with the company since 2008, and I honestly love the town. I love all the friends I've made, and I feel like the people I do business with are my friends, and I've developed those kind of relationships, and I covet that stuff. I think mm-hmm. I call it a partnership. I'm not interested in selling somebody a thing. I want to sell them something that helps them, and if it helps them, then we both win.
Sure. Well, relationships are everything in business, and people do business with you because they like you and they respect you, and you really bring something to the table.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So, on that note, I kind of feel like a fortunate son, and it's time for a little CC and R and play a little bit of Credence for you.
Just let go. for the journeys that I chose to miss. For a feeling I have chased almost all my life. Oh, it sure feels it is burning for the final time.
We're back. KXFM 104.7, the Davis Sanchez Takeover. We're still looking for donors. You tell me you don't like brisket? Come on. Hey, by the way, I just want to shout out to the wine gallery downstairs. Amazing restaurant, and they hooked us up with some nice vino. So make sure if you're in town, drop on in and get some wine. If you want to donate, 949-715-5936, code brisket, or go to kxfmradio.org/takeover. 10 years serving the community. Come on, people. Help a brother out.
And for all those who have already donated, we thank you. Yes. So, Scott, that was a great song. What was the inspiration behind that song? I had never heard it before.
So I have one of my favorite movies is Chasing Mavericks. And that song rolls in towards the end. And I have this habit when we compete at barbecue events, we actually sleep outside in chairs because we have to get up in the middle of the night. And so in order to sleep, I like to plug movies in that I've seen because then there's no anticipation of what's next. And Chasing Mavericks is something I've seen numerous times. And at this point now, I've listened to probably 100 times. But I put my AirPods on and I plug in the movie. And this song is just one that's always kind of resonated with me. And I really enjoy it. So, yeah, it's one of the treats you get from barbecuing is you get to learn movies really well.
Very good. Great tune.
Yeah. Hey, back to real estate. You know, how would you say the market's changed, you know, in the last, let's just say, 60 days?
Well, we have certainly seen it slow down from the intense multiple offer situation where there were so many more buyers than sellers.
Yeah.
And with the Fed increasing the interest rate to slow down the economy, we certainly have seen a shift. There's no doubt. Yeah. But, you know, look, I've been a realtor for 18 years. I've seen a number of shifts in the market. I think that the shift is healthy. I do not think that we have a crisis on our hands in 08 and the great, you know, recession that, you know, then we had a financial crisis.
Yeah.
We had so many people who were in their homes who could not afford them. We had a very different calculation percentage difference between the number of sellers and buyers. We had a lot more sellers on our hand, or today we have a housing shortage. So it's a completely different dynamic. I do not think that the market is going to crash. I think it's just going to level off. And that's okay after the last 2 years of what we've been going through. But I'm a 7 day a weeker realtor, right? Yeah. So not only do I sell real estate, both in terms of representing sellers and buyers, but along with my friend and colleague, Bruce Miller, who just joined Compass, Bruce and I have a vacation rental business together.
Oh my gosh. Do you sleep?
No, not too much. And no. You should see my phone. I get a lot of texts and calls. But we represent homes from Balboa Island and Corona Del Mar and here in Laguna Beach. And we follow the rules. But that business, along with our selling real estate, I find that one business feeds the other business, where people who are coming to Laguna Beach and Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, as vacationers, or for shorter stints, 30 days or 2 weeks, whatever, they then become buyers. And I have been leasing and marketing luxury vacation rentals for about 19 years, and love that side of the business. It really is a great business model, where if you are leasing vacation rentals, long-term rentals, and how that feeds into listing and selling real estate.
That's cool. So I happen to know that you also have a business in Santa Fe doing a very similar thing.
Yes.
And how did that come to fruition? And it seems, at least from our conversations, who doesn't want to go to Santa Fe? It seems like not only an awesome place to be doing business, but how did the Laguna Newport guy end up with that kicking off?
Well, after college, I went to Cal Poly here in Pomona. After college, my first job moved me to Dallas, Texas. Ah. And I was producing trade shows in the home building and the kitchen and bath industry. I was producing the large home builder show and the kitchen bath industry show.
I used to go to them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
And I loved my job doing that for over 20 years in Vegas and Chicago and Orlando. But in around the 2005-2006 window, I started to get feedback from the builder community that we were going to have a crash, that we were in a bubble. And the builders themselves were selling homes to people who could not afford them, who had loans that were going to default.
Yeah.
And they themselves were leaving their jobs. I mean, senior positions with these national and home builders that were traded on Wall Street, Centex, Ryland Homes, Pulte, U.S. Homes. And they started leaving their jobs because they didn't feel that they felt
they
that this was going to crash.
They were secure, yeah.
So I produced the 06 and 07 shows. And at this time, my partner Chris and I had a home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we were leasing that home as a vacation rental. So that was the introduction to vacation rentals. And after the 07 show, we had sold our home in Dallas and moved to Santa Fe. And that's when I got my real estate license and started Casas de Santa Fe.
Nice.
Which is a real estate brokerage specializing in luxury vacation rentals and sales. And I still own that company today. And I jet there every month to check in on the business. But all
how
the while,
many properties there?
About 100 vacation homes.
That's cool.
And we do sales too. I have a full-time salesperson and a sales assistant there.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you certainly work 9 days a week.
I work 9 days a week. But you know what, Scott? I love the business. And even though I work 7 days a week, it doesn't seem like work to me. So it's very natural for me. And I love it. So and I'm quite passionate about it. So it doesn't seem like work.
That's cool. So everybody, I hope you've enjoyed the time. We've probably got time for one more tune. It's KXFM 104.7. There's still time for you to win that brisket or gift card to Zinc.
It's Don't delicious.
Forget, right? 949-715-5936. Code is brisket. Oh, keyword brisket. KXFMradio.org/takeover. Check it out. And we are ready for the next tune.
Ventura Highway, America.
Here we go.
doing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
Welcome back, Laguna. It's Scott Sanchez, and I know you're probably tearing up. Put that crying towel down. Yes, the show is almost at its end. It's KXFM 104.7. But the good news is that our giveaway for a brisket and the zinc card is going to run all week, so you've got time. So I'm going to say this slow, 949-715-5936. Text that brisket to that number for a chance to win. Or if you don't feel like dealing with the phone, kxfmradio.org/takeover works too. We appreciate the time. Hope you enjoyed the music. Hope you didn't mind Todd and I talking about business and a little bit of fun at the same time. It's been super cool. Todd's been great. He was super nervous about doing the show with me, and I told him, it's okay. We're going to go to the wine gallery and have some wine, and we're going to go up and just talk. So, Todd,
well, you know, I wanted to shout out to Lynn and Ryan here locally. Thank you for your donations. The station has been updating us on everyone's donations, but you guys are rock stars. And Lynn, thank you for supporting all the takeovers this week. You're extraordinary local, so thank you for that. And Ryan, you're not going to be disappointed in that brisket.
Ha ha ha. All right, thank you guys. And we'll hopefully chat with you soon, maybe 365 days from now.
down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All the North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. South out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.